morning's worship service. 我们现在一起低头祈祷, let us bow our heads in prayer. 我们亲爱的天父, 我们很感恩, 很感谢你带领我们整个教会, 今早, 来到你的殿里, 可以崇拜, 可以赞美你, 还可以, 听到你的话语。 你真是最, 美麗最偉大的最有榮耀的我們求你今早是將我們的心我們是歸回給你讓我們可以來到你的面前是有喜樂的心可以崇拜可以敬拜你今早我們想為 Marcus So 牧師 祈禱 求你的聖靈充滿他的心讓他今天跟我們說的道是你的話語讓你的真理是可以藏在我們的心裡讓我們可以接近你以及可以在一個教會來真正的侍奉你以及敬拜你是在 你的话语里面的主我们真的很感谢你每一件事你是在我们的教会那里做尤其是今日我们是庆祝25周年的我们都记得过去这25年你在我们的教会给了我们很多的祝福很多的恩典我们真的想归回荣耀给你奉主耶稣基督的名求阿们 In Jesus name we pray Amen You may be seated. 请坐。 好，咁而家我就想请诗班上嚟献诗，有一个特别嘅诗。 I'd like to ask the choir to come forward, and it is the Chinese Gospel Opera Choir. Thank you, choir. Now is the time for tithes and offerings. Can I ask the ushers to come forward? 現在是奉獻的時候，請司事上來。 奉獻就是我們基督徒的責任和福分。如果你不明白奉獻的意思，就幫我們存個奉獻袋給下一個就可以了。So tithes and offerings is a form of worship for us as Christians. If you don't understand the meaning of offering, that's perfectly fine. If you could just help us pass the offering bag to the next person, that would be wonderful. So as a congregation, as we come together and remember all that the Lord has done for our church these past 25 years, let us just worship him. And as we are worshiping him in tithes and offering, let us just remember that it is God who has blessed us with everything. And it is a joy to be able to worship together, to be able to sow in God's ministry together. And let's remember that everything that we're able to give to God, even if it feels like a sacrifice, is actually an act of joy because we know that God is faithful and promises to reward us manyfold, both in this life and in the life to come. So we will never be able to outgive God and his grace and his blessing. And that is the beauty of the gospel, that that we are able to receive everything by grace and nothing is by works. Let us pray for the offerings dedicated to God. 我們一起低頭祈禱，為奉獻來祝福。 有記得是一個新的農曆的新年，你在你的話語裏面，在聖經裏面是講得很清楚，你不是一個祝福是需要我們是可以給到什麼的給你，提醒我們其實是每一樣東西，每一樣祝福是在你的手裡的，每一樣的好的東西，祝福啦，財物啦，我們的知識，我們的能力，我們的才藝，我們家庭朋友，其實每一樣東西都是你賜給我們的。今早上我們在奉獻小小的金錢，給我們是可以有一個喜樂的心來奉獻，以及是崇拜你，是記得你是我們的供應者，每一樣東西都是在你的手裡的，我們都很感謝你，奉主耶穌基督的名求，阿門。
Okay, wonderful. So right now, we have a very special 25th year anniversary slideshow. And this slideshow is going to recount and remember a lot of the brothers and sisters who were baptized, who joined our congregation over the last 25 years. And we have endless memories as we count God's wonderful blessings through this presentation.
照片，我哋想記得神過去咁多年，有好多唔同嘅弟兄姊妹喺呢度浸禮，我哋記得神嘅祝福。 該曬。咁我而家想the children are dismissed. Thank you. Okay, 咁而家我哋讀今個月嘅主題金句，咁喺詩篇65篇第11節，咁我會用英文嚟讀。So this month's theme verse is from Psalm 65, verse 11. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. 咁今日嘅經文咧，就喺馬可福音九章第二節到第十節。So today's scripture reading is from Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 10. So please turn there and follow along with me. It might also be up on the screen. 咁我就會用英文嚟讀。咁如果你可以喺你嘅聖經裏邊跟住。咁 So it's Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 10. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but them, with them, but Jesus only. And as they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead might mean. So I'd like to ask Pastor Marcus So to come up and for this morning's message, and Uncle Michael will be translating. I would like to give a brief introduction. Oh, come here. Yeah. I'd like to give a brief introduction for those of you guys who don't know Pastor Marcus. So Reverend Marcus So has a bachelor in applied science. He's an engineer. He has an MDiv, a PhD, and is a senior pastor of New Bern Alliance Church. He's also a research associate of the Dead Sea Scrolls Institute at Trinity Western University, and formerly an associate pastor of biblical studies at Ambrose University and Seminary. So Pastor Marcus came from Hong Kong in his early teens, and he became a Christian through New Bern. After working as a mechanical engineer, Marcus enrolled at Regent College, and later he served as the English-speaking pastor at SVPG MBC, and so we're very glad to have him here for the 25th anniversary. And he became an accredited minister in the Mennonite Brethren denomination. Marcus had his doctoral research and biblical studies of the Dead Sea Scrolls at the University of Manchester, and has taught courses on the Bible, ethics, and theology for Columbia Bible College, Carey Theological College, Regent College, China Graduate School of Theology, Ambrose, and Acts Seminaries. Pastor Marcus and his wife Daphne have been married since 1993 and currently reside in Burnaby. So Uncle Michael will give the introduction in Chinese.
Gang, I have notes. 好高興今朝咧，我哋有曹傑明博士喺我哋中間同我哋分享神嘅道。曹牧師係喺加拿大卑斯大學嘅工程系學士畢業。佢亦都喺維珍神學院有呢個碩士嘅學位，亦都係英國曼徹斯特大學哲學博士。佢主修嘅係聖經研究，而博士論文嘅主題係從死海古卷裏邊探索困難群體嘅倫理道德觀。如果大家知道咧，其實困難群體就係兩個之間嘅嗰個嘅猶太嘅民族嘅一個嘅派系。 他出版了不少的書籍，曹牧師呢年幼的時候就已經 在香港移民過來加拿大，就是在加拿大的宣道會福群堂信主和受浸。在93年的時候，牧師就跟師母結婚，他繼續就是在這個的曾經任機械工程師做了七年，然後跟著亦都在我們中間擔任英語牧者一職，亦都曾經在哥倫比亞聖經學院、威克里廉神學院、維珍神學院、中國神學研究院、加拿大恩福神學加拿大恩福華人神學院以及西三一大學的研究部的中文部，分別是用到英語、廣東話和普通話來教授聖經、神學和倫理學等等不同的科目。前任印度神學院聖經科的副教授，現在他是在福群堂的主任牧師，以及西三一大學的死海古卷研究所的研究員。我們很高興今天有曹牧師、曹博士在我們中間跟我們分享神的說話，
同我一起歡迎。
I'm both sorry and embarrassed for the long introduction. I didn't mean that to happen. I gave the notes to the secretary, intending that they will shorten it. They read the whole thing. I'm so sorry.
It is our honor actually to know about the detail of your life history.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be back here at my first pastorate and to see old faces and new. Some of the younger people that I used to serve with have grown up.
曹牧師很高興今天有機會再一次回到來跟我們一起去正道。其實當日他見到很多的年輕人今天已經成長長大了。正話剛才呢雖然有一個很長的介紹，他呢原本目的呢都是想希望我們將他再中立過來，不過看完他這麼詳盡的簡介之後發覺都沒什麼地方很中立的，都是要講完才行的。
And the older people that have served with, you remain the same.
至於當日比較年長一些、成熟一些的弟兄姊妹，你時至今日都仍然沒什麼變動。
It's very good, very good to be back.
很高興今天能夠在大家中間再一次跟大家一起分享。
As we enter a new year,
當我們開始新一年，
We can be filled with a range of emotions from anxious trepidation.
我們呢可能都很誠惶誠恐的，有很多不同的感受。
Because maybe of the coronavirus outbreak.
一方面可能是因為這個新冠狀患病患疾病疫的傳播。
On the other hand, we may be filled with expectations, excitement.
另一方面我們都可能有很多的期望期待。
Possibly heightened because of the number 2020.
亦都可能因為2020呢個數目字俾我哋好多嘅諗法。
The number 2020, of course, is associated with perfect vision, right?
大家可能諗到2020呢個名字嘅時候，就會諗到呢一個視覺嘅問題。
So it's not surprising that the many people for many years have been talking about vision 2020.
所以無怪乎大家都可以已經好多年都講到2020嘅時候，就講到呢一個視覺嘅問題。
And this concern about vision really resonates with me personally.
呢個對於遠象呢一個嘅諗法，對我嚟講係更加係有共鳴感。
For two reasons.
有兩個原因喎。
Number one, my vision has deteriorated gradually over the years, in the last decade or so.
第一就因為過去嗰十年度啦，我嘅視力都越嚟越差啦。
Coming back to Vancouver and driving a lot in the night, in the dark, my vision has often resembled this.
翻到嚟温哥華，夜晚揸車仲要落雨天咧，我嘅視力就好似大家而家個畫面見到咁樣啦。
And new glasses may help.
新嘅眼鏡可能會幫到啲嘢。
And I hope to get some soon.
希望咧都好快就有新嘅眼鏡。
But according to my ophthalmologist, cataract surgery may be in order.
不過我嘅眼科醫生話俾我知，可能我都不久就要需要做呢一個白內障嘅手術啦。
Because my eye looks like this now.
因為我而家睇見嘢就係變咗成咁樣啦。
It's pretty scary.
都幾得人驚。
So both physically and ministerially, I want to see the way ahead.
所以無論是我生活上、身體上，或者是我在事工裏面，我都希望能夠有更加長遠的遠象。
I want to see clearly.
我希望可以能够睇得更清楚。
And I believe many of you wanted to.
我都相信咧，在座好多都系希望有咁嘅能力可以睇得远。
So as I thought about seeing, I was prompted. Oh, this is another reason. Second reason why. Second reason why I am concerned about seeing vision. The idea of vision is that the way I look at the calendar.
第二个原因点解我特别好想有呢个院长咧，就系当我睇到呢个日历嘅时候咧。
Many events have been planned since last year.
就谂到其实咧，过去旧年我哋已经定咗好多2020要发生嘅事情。
But there's still so many options.
但咧，你仍然有好多嘅选择。
So many decisions to make.
仲有好多要做抉择嘅嘢。
So I want to see more clearly.
所以咧，我都希望咧系能够更加清晰嘅睇见将来。
So as I think about vision, about seeing, I was prompted to go to this passage that we have just read in Mark chapter 9.
当我谂到要谂远象嘅时候，我就突然间谂翻起正话大家读嗰段经文啦。
It's a story about how three of Jesus' disciples saw him transfigured on a high mountain.
呢个就系马可福音第九章里面讲到，耶稣嘅三个门徒同喺到山上嘅时候看见主耶稣嘅情况。
So first, I want to locate this story, in the narrative context of the entire Gospel of Mark.
所以首先嘅，好想咧将到呢个故事喺度整个叙述嘅里边，系睇翻成本佢同马可福音里边嗰个嘅关联系乜嘢。
The Gospel of Mark, as you know, is the shortest gospel among the four.
大家都知道啦，马可福音咧其实系四福音书里边最短嘅一个嘅福音书。
It's only 16 chapters.
只系得十六章。
The 16 chapter focus on narrating the work of Jesus through geographic moments.
呢十六章嘅里边，主要系特别提及到主耶稣喺唔同嘅地区嘅里边嘅工作。
It's moving from place to place.
系咧，系从一点转到另一个地点。
Now I'm having problem reading that. I hope you can read it.
我睇嗰度咧就麻麻地啦，希望大家睇得清楚啲啊。
Basically, right after the introduction, in the first 13 verses, we go into three acts.
我哋咧一开始离开咗个标题同埋序言之后，我哋就提及到有三个唔同嘅举动。
Act 1 focuses on the ministry of Jesus in Galilee, up in the northern part of Israel.
第一个情景是发生在加利利的地方。
He was performing miracles and teaching the crowd, causing people to ask, "Who is this?"
他在那里做了很多的神迹，也做了很多的教导。啲人不停地问，究竟这个耶稣是乜水嚟噶？
The final act in Act 3.It focuses on Jerusalem, the place of Jerusalem where Jesus was arrested, tried, killed, buried, and rose again.
而第三幕就系翻到去到耶路撒冷，喺嗰度就讲到耶稣被出卖，跟住咧被审判，然后跟住咧被钉死、受难、复活。
Our message today is from Act 2.
而我哋今日所读嘅经文就系喺第二个情景里边。
The midsection, where Jesus begins to head south to Jerusalem.
在这个情景里面，其实就是讲到主耶稣向南下，向着耶路撒冷这个方向进发。
On the way, he was revealing his mission and identity.
而在他这个路的路途里面，他就是将他自己的事工逐步逐步的显明。
So this is the outline of section 2, act 2.
这个就是第二幕里面的大概的大纲。
I want to notice first of all that act 2 begins and ends with Jesus healing two different blind men.
我特別想要強調的就是第二幕裏面的開頭和結尾都是講到主耶穌醫治一個瞎子。
I don't know whether you noticed that.
但不知道大家有沒有留意到。
The last time you read the Gospel of Mark.
當你上一次讀馬可福音的時候有沒有發現這件事呢？
But Mark was hinting that this whole passage, long Act 2, is about seeing.
不知道大家有沒有發現，其實整個第二幕的情景裏面強調的就是看見。
Jesus wanted to open eyes.
主耶稣想开眼睛
especially those of his disciples, about who he was, who he is, and how he was going to accomplish his mission, and what following him means.
他开他的门徒眼睛，让他睇见耶稣究竟系乜嘢嘢，同埋跟随佢嘅意义系啲乜嘢。
So if Act 2 is about seeing properly, then our passage today.On Jesus' transfiguration is especially so.
如果第二幕的重点是讲到看见的话，那我们今天读这个讲到耶稣变像的这段经文就更加是重要了。
It follows a series of short scenes where Jesus asks his disciples at Caesarea Philippi who they think Jesus was.
咁咧，呢一個我哋特別今日睇到嘅就係耶穌帶住個門徒去到該撒利亞嘅腓立比嗰度，喺嗰度佢將自己嘅身份更加顯明。
When Peter correctly answers that you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
當到彼得回答主耶穌話：你就係神嘅兒子，就係永生神嘅兒子嘅時候，
Jesus goes on to explain that he will suffer and die.
主耶穌跟住就講到佢跟住要受難遇害。
And so will his disciples.
而同時佢嘅門徒亦都同呢個經歷同一樣嘅嘢。
But he will be raised to life again and come back in glory at the end.
然而佢要復活，再一次嘅以榮耀嘅情況再次翻到嚟。
So with that, chapter 9 begins with Jesus' puzzling statement.
所以我哋喺呢度就睇见佢第九章嗰度，咁样佢就问咗呢句说话啦。
We didn't read it earlier, but I want to read it now.
正話我哋讀經嘅時候冇讀到呢一句，不過我哋而家咧要將佢宣讀出嚟。
Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power.
我實實在在嘅告訴你哋，站喺呢度嘅人，冇人有人未嘗死未之前，必要睇見神嘅國大有能力嘅臨到。So,
the first part of this message, Jesus is seen transfigured.
呢度特別強調嘅就係講到耶穌係被看見，係佢嘅形象改變。
So going to starting with verse 2-4, 6 days after Peter's confession about Jesus' promise that some of the disciples will see God's kingdom coming in power.
過咗六日之後，呢度就講到耶穌啱啱剛才先至講到就話，你當中嘅門徒要睇見我嘅國臨到。
Jesus takes his closest disciples, Peter, James, and John.
耶穌就帶咗佢三個最親密嘅門徒，就係彼得、雅各同埋約翰。
He took them all by themselves and go up to a high mountain.
佢哋就帶住佢哋去到高山上邊。
The kind of place that where God often shows himself in the Bible.
我哋發覺喺聖經裏邊好多時講到上到高山嘅時候，就係神佢要將自己顯明。
Sure enough.
真嘅，誠然。
The three disciples see a spectacular fulfillment of Jesus' promise.
呢三個門徒就睇見神佢點樣榮耀嘅去達成佢自己嘅應許。And
they had a close encounter of the divine kind.
佢就喺呢一度同神有一個完全嘅緊密接觸。Jesus
undergoes a supernatural transformation.
主耶穌就喺呢度經過咗一個超自然能力嘅嗰個嘅變象。By
the power of God.
藉著神嘅能力變象。
Even his clothing became dazzling.
佢嘅衣服發光。
In an unearthly way.
喺到世上冇一個漂過嘅衣服好似佢咁樣。
Like how heavenly beings are described in the Bible.
我哋睇下咧聖經點樣去形容佢。
And to cap it all off.
我哋喺呢度再將佢總結過嚟。
They see Elijah and Moses appearing with Jesus talking to him.
喺呢度佢睇見嘅有以利亞同埋摩西同主耶穌講緊説話。
Elijah and Moses.
以利亞同埋摩西呢度特別講到。
These were the two figures that many Jews associated with the final day of God's judgment.
喺當時以利亞同埋摩西對於猶太嚟講就係講到最後末日嘅時候嗰個情景。
Why? Because according to Malachi chapter 4, the last chapter of the last prophetic book.
如果我們回到馬拉基書的第四章，正正就是聖經裡面的最後一卷書裡面講到最後日子的情況。These
two people were mentioned, Moses and Elijah, Elijah and Moses.
在這裡就提及到以利亞和摩西這兩個人。So
from the disciples' perspective, they are certainly seeing Jesus as the fulfillment of Scripture.
所以對門徒來講，這個正正就是聖經預言裡面的滿足感。
And that the kingdom of God has finally arrived in power.
也都講到就是神的國滿有能力的今天要臨到。
And that they were at the front row seat seeing this happen.
而他們今天就是坐在這個觀眾席的前座裡面看這個顯現。
How exciting was that?
是不是很精彩這個演放?
And they were partly right.
沒錯,他們看到的部分正確。
So the second part of this message, Jesus is seen but misunderstood.
第二個情景就講到耶穌誠然被看見，不過其實睇見嘅係一啲嘅誤會。
In verses 5 to 6, we see this.
喺度第五節。
The three disciples, as represented by Peter, are right to recognize that the transfigured Jesus is the beginning and the inbreaking of the kingdom of God.
没错，诚然，这三个门徒，特别即系彼得作为代表时，他们睇见嘅就系主耶稣嘅变像，这个亦都就系讲紧形容到主耶稣嘅临格。
But they were mistaken.In a few very important points.
但是他们有几个重点他们搞错了。
First,
第一,
Peter calls Jesus Rabbi.
第一, 彼得称耶稣作为拉比。
A term that Mark rarely uses to describe Jesus in his gospel.
如果大家留意的话，就发现其实在马可福音里面，很少很少这样去用拉比来形容耶稣的身份。
Just a few verses earlier, in the last chapter, Peter just called Jesus the Christ.
在早幾節的時候，其實彼得就啱啱稱主耶穌為基督。
And now Jesus appears with Moses and Elijah, and he is suddenly demoted to be a good religious teacher.
當到主耶穌同以利亞同摩西出現嘅時候，似乎主耶穌嘅身份即刻就由基督變成為一個嘅拉比。
Strike one.
呢個係第一個嘅一擊。
Second.
第二。
Peter blurts out, "It is good that we are here. Let us make three tents."
彼得好高興咁樣嗌出嚟話：這裏真好，我哋可以起三個座，起三座塔。
Peter seems to think that the kingdom of God is confined to this mountaintop experience that they are having.
似乎彼得都講到就係呢一個嘅山上嘅景嘅經驗，就只係局限喺呢一個山上高。
And that if they were just to build something, they can help establish this kingdom.
如果你在山上起啲嘢嚟纪念嘅话，咁就正啦！你就嚟巩固呢一个嘅当时发生嘅景象啦。
And declare that final victory, God is here, we win。
咁就可以向世界宣告话，神嚟到啦，就喺呢度啦。
Silly Peter，
好似搞错咗些少嘢系嘛
？It is God's work to build His kingdom. It is God's work to build His kingdom.
呢个系神子嘅工作，去建立佢嘅国。
Our job is to follow the King.
我哋嘅工作。就去跟随这个王。
Don't think that we built his kingdom.
我们不是去建立他的国。
Even here today, in the 21st century, sometimes we have this grandiose idea that, oh, with our hands, we'll build up the kingdom of God.
即使今天去到21世纪，我们仍然会有这个的夸大的想法，就是觉得我们自己去建神的国。
We often say that.
我们很多时候都会这么想，这么
说。It is God's work to build his kingdom. We follow the king.
實際上係神佢自己建立佢嘅國，我哋去跟隨住呢個嘅神呢個嘅王。
Strike two，
所以第二擊。
Third， Peter says，
第三擊彼得咁講。
About the tents， one for you， one for Moses， and one for Elijah。
佢話我哋起三個帳篷，一個俾你，一個俾摩西，一個俾以利亞。
As if Jesus is only one among three equals with Moses and Elijah。
聽起上嚟。好似耶穌同以利亞同摩西差唔多啫。
Strike three。
所以第三個嘅錯誤。
Peter is out。
所以玩完。
Mark's conclusion is that he doesn't know what he's talking about because they are scared witless。
所以馬可喺呢度嘅結論就係佢哋都唔知自己講緊乜，因為其實佢哋嚇到傻曬。
The third part。
我哋嚟睇第三個嘅境況。
Jesus is seen and clarified.
今次耶稣被看见，而耶稣能够被了解、认识过来。
Into this awkward situation when the disciples completely messed up the idea of what they're experiencing.
喺度呢一个咁尴尬嘅情况，主耶稣佢嘅身份完全被误解。
God the Father intervenes to save the day.
神佢自己，神父亲佢自己就介入去澄清呢一切。
The overshadowing cloud is a frequent imagery in the Bible for the presence of God.
这个的云彩在圣经里面很多时候就讲到就是神他自己的临格的意义。
And here God speaks through the cloud, out of the cloud, as he did on Mount Sinai to Moses, and again to Elijah centuries later.
他就在云里面向人讲说话，就好像当日他在云彩里面，他跟以利亚、跟摩西讲说话一样。
Now at the beginning and the inbreaking of the kingdom of God through Jesus, God proclaims the same message that he has given to Moses at his baptism.
在他这样的临格的时候，神再一次的去认定主耶稣的身份，就像当日当到主耶稣去受洗的时候，神他自己的认证一样。
But this time, to the three disciples.
今次他就讲三个的门，他显明给这三个门徒看。
Message is, Jesus is God's son, whom he loves.
这里讲到的就是，耶稣就是神的儿子，是他所喜爱的。
This is the unmistakable identification and revelation of Jesus' true identity. By the most authoritative source possible. Jesus is not just a teacher. He is that and more. Jesus is not only Christ. And the specially chosen King of God's people. To save them from the power of evil. Jesus is most of all God's beloved Son. Sharing his nature. And the perfect representation of the Father. And because of this most exalted identity, God commands the disciples to listen to Jesus. To obey him. To follow him.
To obey and follow him.
To begin with, the way of the cross still lies ahead. Final point. Jesus is seen alone, listen to him. So it's from verse 8 to 10, we come to this part. So after God has spoken out of the cloud to clarify to the bewildered disciples who Jesus really is and how they should respond to him, they saw no one else but Jesus. No Elijah. No Moses. Not even a cloud with God's awesome voice.
甚至连正话当时听见神说话出来的时候，那个云彩亦都已经没有了。
Just Jesus.
就只有剩下耶稣自己在那里。
You may think that this is pretty anticlimactic, that the loss of is a loss for the disciples.
或者你会觉得似乎这个比较反高潮，正话现在对于门徒来讲。
That they are now missing something that they've just experienced.
似乎正话当才的那个高峰期，现在突然间没了。But
that they only saw Jesus now is the beautiful part of this story's resolution.
然而在这一刻里面，他们只是见到耶稣，也正正是整个故事里面最漂亮的一个解答这个问题的方法。
Now that they only see Jesus, how should they listen to him?
現在他們看見的只是看見耶穌，問題是他們應該要怎樣去聽他的說話呢？
In starting in verse 9, we see how the story continues.
我們在第九節裡面看見這個故事繼續的怎樣去解法。
The very first command that Jesus gives to them is for them not to tell anybody about this.
第一個主要想跟他們說的就是不要跟其他人說。
Until his resurrection.
直到我從死裡復活之後。
Why?
為什麼呢?
Have you ever thought about why Jesus often tells people, don't tell anybody about this?
不知道大家有沒有想過，為什麼主耶穌會說這些不要告訴別人？
Most probable reason is because they have not yet understood the necessity of the cross. That from here until Jesus reaches glory, there is the moment of the cross.
很可能當時的人 睇法就係佢哋冇辦法明白到耶穌必須要經過十字架呢一個嘅路程。
The need for both Jesus and his disciples to suffer before glory finally comes.
必須要門徒同埋耶穌必須經歷過呢一個嘅苦難，然後呢一個嘅榮耀先至可以臨到。
Had they shared the glorious vision of Jesus with others, they would have thought that the time had come for them to reign with Christ, to put an end to all evil.Even with the use of violent force.
如果他们已经知道耶稣就是这个的荣耀神的时候，他们可能就会用很多不同的方法去令到神的国更加快的临到，甚至乎可能用武力要令到这件事临到。
So Jesus told them not to tell anybody.
所以主耶稣就跟他说，不要跟其他人说这件事。
But there's a flip side to Jesus' command to keep silent for now.
同時，我哋體驗呢一個嘅主耶穌叫人唔好將呢樣嘢講出去嘅時候，嗰個背面嘅一個意義。
And that is after the resurrection that they should tell, they should report this experience.
佢講到嘅就係當到我復活之後，你要將呢樣嘢去同人宣講。
So that all may know who Jesus really is.
以至到啲人能夠知道究竟耶穌係誰。
And report they did.
而佢哋就係咁樣之後，佢哋就咁之後我們就知道耶穌復活之後他們就這樣宣告這個道理了。
Because this story is found in all three Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and it's alluded to in John.
因為我們知道其實在三卷的婦女福音甚至乎約翰福音裡面都有同樣的這樣記載。
Which is an indication of how important this story is for the early church across the Roman Empire.
這個也說明了當日在初期教會裡面這個在羅馬帝國的時候這個的重宣講這個信息的重要性。
In conclusion,
好，我們來到呢一個總結了。
As the people of SVPG celebrate your 25th silver anniversary,
當到我們慶祝25銀禧紀念的時候，
It is right for you and for me to check our vision.
這個也是我們要去清晰我們的遠像的一個時間。
It is right to seek God's vision for your future as how you will serve Him to fulfill His mission for you in this year as the body of Christ.
我们必须要寻索就是究竟今年里面神要我们怎样的去荣耀祂作为祂自己的身体的部分。
And there are many good things that we can focus on.
我们有很多好东西我们可以去专注的。
Just like the disciples had experienced of Moses with Elijah Jesus with Elijah and Moses.
就好似我哋睇见门徒，佢哋见到有以利亚、有摩西一样。
But ultimately,
但系最重要嘅
，we should focus only on Jesus.
终极嘅系我哋必须要专注于耶稣身上。
And listen to him.
同埋聆听佢自己。
About what to do and when to do it.
我哋喺边个时间？
It's a key thing, like just to reiterate the final point about listening to him. Jesus told them, don't tell anybody until I resurrect, rise from the dead. So there's certain things that are good to do, but then the timing is dependent on God's revelation.
在这里想再重申一件事，就像当时正话耶稣跟他们都说，你要等到我复活之后，才要将这件事情告诉人知。同样提醒我们，有很多好事要做，不過我們和等到一個合適時間才去做。
So let us not fall into the traps of triumphalism on the one hand.
所以我們不要跌進去這個的海旋主義這個想法裡面。
As hopes get misplaced.
以致到我們的盼望是擺錯了地方。
For example, we will have double our size.
就比方我們希望我們能夠倍增我們的會眾的人數。
No, we can have a new building.
又或者我們有一個新的堂子。
Don't get me wrong, those things can be good.
不要搞錯，我的意思不是說這些不好，可能是好的東西來的。
But listen to Jesus.
不過我們需要聆聽耶穌祂自己的聲音。
The other trap that we may fall into is pessimism.
另一個我們可能會跌下去的陷阱，可能就是一個的悲觀主義。
As suffering looms.
當到我哋面對住困苦嘅時候
，for example disease，
比方可能面對住疾病
，marginalisation in society as our voice seems to be put aside ignored，
甚至乎我哋咧俾人排斥嘅时候，我哋咧被人咧唾弃嘅时候。
Let's not be discouraged by these kind of external setbacks.
我哋亦都唔好因为外在俾我哋嗰个环境话俾我哋知，我哋嘅情况系越嚟越恶劣。
Instead, with the ultimate glory of Jesus fully in view,
反而我们需要有一个远象看见耶稣他自己那个的荣光。
Let us follow him on the way of the cross.
我们却是要紧紧跟随他去到十字架那边。
The only way that Jesus offers to be his disciples.
这个也是耶稣他俾佢門徒嘅唯一所要行嘅道路嘅方向。
Let us listen to His voice each step of the way。
所以讓我哋都係聆聽神俾我哋每一步裏邊嘅説話帶領。
There are many things that we can get be distracted in. Many years ago, there's this thing called Where's Waldo?
我哋咧可能好容易俾我哋身邊嘅嘢嚟去分神。就好似咧，大家可能都玩過呢個遊戲啦，就係咧喺一幅嘅畫嘅裏邊去揾下究竟邊個係 Waldo。
Now let's focus on Jesus and find him among many, many distracting things.
让我们紧紧的注目在耶稣里面，是从各种的分神的事情里面专注去耶稣。
This year's 2020, my own personal vision or theme motto for me this year is Be Thou My Vision.
对于我来说，2020年，我自己那个方向就是要让神成为我的意象。
May that also be a wish and prayer for you as you enter this new year with as many challenges and opportunities to serve and glorify the Lord.
当我们开始2020年的时候，都愿意这个成为我们大家一起有的那个挑战，就是我们这样怎样的让神成为我们的意象去面对我们自己前面的侍奉。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福大家。